following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We have entered the month of October. And normally, you know what we'd be doing today? We'd be at the Topsfield Fair. We'd be having a hot dog eating contest. We'd be tasting all those apple crisps, the Learned's apple crisps. We'd be looking at the giant pumpkin. We'd be climbing the grease pole and having fried Oreos and fried Twinkies and all that stuff, but not this year. Oh, I'm so frustrated because I usually run a booth at the Topsfield Fair and that's not open. So how are you celebrating October? That's usually how I bring in the fall, is at the Topsfield Fair. But unfortunately, this coronavirus continues to linger, and we will eradicate this whole thing at some point and we'll hang tight. But in the meantime, we have to be responsible, and it's too bad that we're not going to have the Topsfield Fair. But here we are. Here we are in studio, 8 to 9 a.m. every Sunday morning for more Dollars and Cents and financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above now Daniela's restaurant, soon to be opening. I haven't found out the official opening date. As soon as I know it, we're going to have Daniela on the radio with us, and she'll be here to tell you all about the great stuff they're going to have downstairs. They're going to be open both for lunch and for dinner, which makes my life pretty easy because now I know where I'm going for lunch, because I used to drive all the way over to Daniela's cafe across from McKinnon's Meat Market. Now I don't have to do that. I can just go downstairs, have lunch, and then go back up to the office, or maybe even get takeout, or do whatever we want. So great things happening in our neighborhood. We are starting to evolve and change and forward. You know, this is fall. This is the time when things change, and that's what's happening. So one more thing that's happening, one more change that's happening, is we're finally making the change that we're going to open up our office and welcome clients back in for appointments. It's been March since we've last had clients in for appointments. We've been doing Zoom calls, we've been doing phone calls, we've been exchanging emails and all that good stuff. But we feel like it's time where we can begin to open the doors and invite our clients in, invite listeners in, invite new prospects into the office. And we're gonna do this on a limited basis, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And of course, we will have to follow all of the appropriate COVID-19 protocols. We'll have hand sanitizers. You'll be wearing a mask in the conference room, but we will be ready for you. When we can talk to one another and see each other, well, eyeball to eyeball, not really face to face, because you know those masks cover up three quarters of our face, but we're looking forward to it. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and you've been hesitant to try to build these relationships over Zoom, well, we can now do it in person. So let us know. Give the office a call, 978-531-8108. We'd love to talk with you. We'd love to schedule an initial consultation for you, tell you a little bit more about the firm, and find out if now is the time for you to get serious about putting your financial house in order and preparing for your financial future. Well, we are roughly 30 days away from Election Day, which if you watched this past week's election debate, you have soon realized that chances are that Election Day may not be the day when we all know who wins this election, because it looks like there's going to be a lot of mail-in ballots and there will be a lot of counting to be done. It's raised a lot of questions and a lot of concerns for a lot of folks, but it's also an easy way for people to get their vote in. So there's good and bad and challenges, and I hope it all works out right. I hope everything moves along peacefully, certainly more peacefully than what we saw on Tuesday night. I mean, man, as far as I'm concerned, Tuesday night's debate was a disgrace. It was a disgrace to the country. It was a disgrace to the whole political landscape of what we represent. You know, we saw up there on the stage two supposed leaders who didn't really act like leaders, but instead like bullies. And it was unfortunate. There was no winner, as far as I'm concerned, at this election. I don't even think it's even fair to try to even consider who won at that debate. But I will tell you, as much heat as Chris Wallace took for being the moderator, man, my hat is off to him. What a job he had to do. And if he started to jump in at the same level of rancorous and obnoxiousness that the other two candidates had, Chris Wallace would have lost his job as an anchor, as a host of a TV show. I think he kept his composure as best as he could. You know, how could he rally these guys? Unfortunately, he couldn't hit a mute button on the microphones. I think we were all wondering, why couldn't he just do that? Why couldn't he just say, you know, just say to someone, turn off his mic? Well, he was following the rules of the game. The candidates just weren't. And it was unfortunate. But ultimately, we're going to go to the polls and we're going to vote. And honestly, folks, everybody's been asking me this past week after the debate, who do you think won? Who do you think lost? What do you think this means for the market? Well, if you really look, the market on Wednesday, the day that followed the election, the market shot up like crazy. Now, why did it shoot up? It had nothing to do with the debate. It had to do with the fact that there was a possibility, a glimmer of hope, that a compromise could be met with creating some kind of a stimulus plan to give the Americans an economic boost, to bring us back to life, to try to help to improve the economy even more. And it looks like it's possible. But we'll see. I think we all know that everything at this point is political. It's unfortunate. We need to move forward. We need to move the country forward. And whoever wins this election, and I have no idea who's going to win this election, I don't think initially that if you're a stock market investor, that you need to worry. Some people have said to me, they've called and they said, well, Mark, well, if Joe Biden wins the election, isn't that bad for the stock market? I don't think so. I actually think the only risk that we see, honestly, is that if Joe Biden wins the election, which I don't think is a big deal to the market. I do think it's a big deal, though, if the Democrats take over the Senate and Joe Biden wins the election. That can be uncertain and challenging for the stock market. And the one thing that the stock market doesn't like is uncertainty. As long as there is a separation of power between the House and the Senate, I don't think it matters who the president is, certainly not for a couple of years. I mean, if Joe Biden does take office, he's going to have a year or so just to figure out the whole coronavirus thing, let alone trying to put in new tax plans and all that other stuff. Man, he's going to have a lot of pressure on him to do a lot of other things. I don't think we need to worry, but I do think we need to remain invested. A lot of people ask me about that. They say, Mark, you know, as we start thinking about moving forward, as we start thinking about our financial futures, should we be moving more to cash? Should we be moving more to bonds? What should we be doing? And my feeling is the honest answer is you can't know what the right thing is to do unless you have your financial house in order first. You know, I get these calls from folks that ask me, should I be buying this stock? Should I be selling this stock? This pharmaceutical company shot up like crazy. I think it's going to go wild even more. Or maybe I should sell this or buy this technology company. And they're hoping, because I am this radio voice, that I will give them the answer like Kramer seems to want to give on CNBC of buy, buy, buy or sell, sell, sell. We're financial planners. When you listen to Dollars and Cents, we're providing you financial advice in a language you can understand. And the honest answer to every financial question you have is it depends. What does it depend on, Mark? It depends on your financial situation, your personal circumstances. How much money comes into the house? How stable is that income? How regular will it be coming in? Are you comfortable in your job? Is there a possibility for a bonus? Are you putting money into your 401k plan? Are you bringing in enough money to cover the expenses in your household? Are there two workers in the home, or is there one? Are you thinking about retirement? Are you thinking about changing jobs? Do you have to help pay for a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a graduation or college costs or mom and dad in a nursing home? So understanding how you use your money is the critical cornerstone before we can ever make any types of recommendations on what to do with our money. First thing we have to know is, what are you doing with your money now? And how is it allowing you to live the lifestyle you want? Are you putting yourself deeper into debt? Or are you putting money aside so that you're comfortably building towards your future? Honestly, with the clients that we work with, our clients are not in negative cash flow situations, meaning that they have enough money coming in to cover all of their expenses and save money. If you're not able to do that right now, investing is not the answer. Getting a handle on your spending is part of the solution. We need to be thoughtful with how we handle our money. And it's interesting, during the past 6 months, I think it's 6 months because the coronavirus started sometime in March. We're here in almost October, so a little bit more than 6 months. Many people have found that they've been saving more money because there's, frankly, nothing to spend it on. We're not going on lengthy vacations. We're not buying airline tickets. We're canceling conventions and not going on business trips. And we're doing stuff that's very, very local. So if you've been accumulating cash, I hope you're using that cash to pay down debt if you have it. I hope you're being thoughtful with how you're using your money. And if you have excess cash, if you have more than what you need for an emergency fund, I hope you've been dollar cost averaging into this market, putting money aside every month, getting money in there, whether it's through your 401k, through an automatic pull from your checking account, whatever it is. Because folks, better days, and we're in pretty good days right now, don't get me wrong, but better days are still yet to come. I am optimistic on the future of America. I am optimistic on the outcome of the election, regardless of who wins. That's right. I am optimistic on us. I'm optimistic on our patriotism. I'm optimistic on America. I'm optimistic on where we're going to go. And it doesn't matter who wins this presidential election. I really mean that. And I'm going to give you more financial advice in a language you can understand when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. This is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want
to
make...
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial advice in a language you can understand to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. And we've been doing it for 52 years. I just find that mind-boggling that it's been going on that long. My father started our firm back in 1968. I joined the firm in 1991, honestly not knowing very much about this business. I graduated Babson College in 1989 with a bachelor's degree in marketing, not in finance. But after selling Chinese food takeout containers for a couple of years, I decided to learn a little bit about what my dad did for a living. And I went, sat down, talked with him, and learned about the business, learned how much he enjoyed it, learned how much it can be so inspirational to so many people, because you actually change lives by giving people financial advice that they need so that they can make smart, informed decisions. So I got trained, I got licensed, I studied hard, I was mentored by my father, and in 1991, I joined Friedman Financial. I took over the firm in 2007 when my father retired. And prior to his retirement, we had hired a financial planning associate named Marion Gilman. And I think many of you have met Marion through the radio or in person. And Marion's been with us now 20 years. We made her a partner about, 7 or 8 years ago. And it's the two of us that run the show here. We have a financial advisor also. His name is Christian Karcher. He is a certified financial planner. He's been on this radio show as well. And then we have three other support staff that join us. One of the interesting things that I shared in the earlier part of the show is since March, we have been kind of working remotely or exclusively just us in the office, but not having any clients come in. We've just been meeting with clients and prospects and those that call in through the radio show, either on the phone, through Zoom meetings, et cetera. But starting next week, we're going to open up our office and allow clients who feel comfortable to visit with us in person on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays in the office. Now, we're going to follow all of the appropriate COVID-19 social distancing rules. You'll be required to wear a mask. We'll have hand sanitizers out. The whole office is being cleaned on a regular basis. It will be safe. It'll be secure. But we miss seeing our clients face to face. Now, we can't shake hands. We can't hug. We can't do any of those things. But just having you in the office is going to be great. If now is the time that you've been thinking about saying, you know, I got to feel comfortable meeting with someone face-to-face rather than doing it via Zoom, I'd encourage you to give us a call. We're going to find time for new appointments to meet some new folks. Our phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Hey, if you're new to our show, to Dollars and Cents, you might be interested to know that we put out a newsletter every single Friday. It lands in your inbox at 10:30 in the morning. And we have been sending this newsletter that we write in-house. We've been doing that since March of 2009. Yeah, that's right. March of 2009, when the stock market dropped so dramatically due to the financial crisis that the Dow hit in the 6,600 range, we thought it was important to set up an ongoing weekly communication to both our clients and anybody else who would like to listen in. You can read our stories. There's three of them in every newsletter article. They're only about 100 words long. If you want to learn a little bit more, you click on the highlighted hyperlink. But besides that, you get little pieces of advice, what we call financial advice, in a language you can understand. The newsletter that we send out is called Planning Pointers. And if you'd like it, you can go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. And you'll be able to sign up for our newsletter. You put in your name, your email address, and there's plenty of room if you want to write us questions, comments, thoughts. Maybe you love the show. Maybe you hate the show. Maybe there's a question that you'd like me to answer here on the radio. You can put all of that in there or nothing. Just hit submit and you'll be signed up for next Friday's newsletter. We generally have, I don't know, anywhere from 3 to 7 people each week signing up and get added to our list. We're over 7,000 subscribers at this point. So it's some great information. I think you'll really enjoy it. One of the other things that I like to try to bring to your attention are articles that I read by some tremendous columnists and writers and thought leaders who provide us some perspective on money issues. And one of the great writers, certainly in my lifetime when I was growing up and learning in this business, is a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Clements. Jonathan used to write for the Wall Street Journal. He wrote the personal finance column for a great number of years. He stepped away from doing that. I think he retired, but he also writes a blog that's called Humble Dollar, H-U-M-B-L dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R.com. It's a free newsletter, and I get it every single week, sometimes even more than that when he adds other stories and he has other columnists contribute to it. But I wanted to talk about a story that he wrote this week that I thought was very interesting because it's pertinent and appropriate. And it's just basic 9 financial strategies that many people struggle with when it comes to investing. You see, we've all heard the expression of buy low and sell high. And unfortunately, we end up spending more time buying high and selling low because we allow our emotions to get to us. And that can be dangerous. We sometimes allow our friends, our colleagues, our coworkers to influence our decisions when they know nothing about our own personal financial situation. Other things we do, and it's something that we do even outside of investments, is we're influenced by headlines. We're influenced by breaking news and headlines that appear across the bottom of our television. And they make us react when without having to know the full part of the story. And when we start to do that on an ongoing basis, that becomes our knowledge base, not the rich supporting information that you'll find in the story, but we begin to collect a series of headlines that begin to drive us to make decisions that we shouldn't make. So one of the things that I thought I'd share with you is this comes from Jonathan Clements' September 26th newsletter. And it talks about 9 basic financial strategies. One of the things to be successful that you can do is to simply save diligently. So I'll ask each of you to think to yourself, you have certain routines in your life. You get up in the morning and you brush your teeth. Perhaps you run every morning to Dunkin' Donuts and you buy a cup of coffee. At the end of the month or period, perhaps sometimes during the course of the year, course of the month, you pay your electric bill, you pay your mortgage, you pay expenses. But how often do you pay yourself? You see, one of the secrets to investing is to save diligently and pay yourself first. Yeah, pay yourself first. Now, you got to pay your debts. There's no question about that. You have to pay the debts so that you're not accruing unnecessary interest charges. But you need to figure out a way that you're taking a portion of the money that you're making and putting it aside for yourself. It's a great lesson to teach to our kids, even when they're getting an allowance, to put some money aside for, I don't know, a video game. Putting money aside that you're saving up money over a period of weeks or months or whatever to buy sneakers, whatever it is they want. We know when we have our first part-time job, we should be putting aside some money so that we can buy that ticket to the prom, that we can have money available to go out on a date so that we don't have to bother mom and dad for money. We build our own sets of personal responsibility. And then as we get our first job, whether it's paying you $15 an hour or $150 an hour, having some of that money automatically put aside for your future. Now, remember, saving diligently, it starts with putting money aside in the bank to protect yourself from emergencies. You always want to have 3 to 6 months of money in a bank account. I don't care if it's earning zero interest. What's most important is it FDIC insured. Banks provide that type of protection for up to $250,000 in an account. Now, no, you don't need to have that much in the bank. But if you spend, you know, $60,000 a year, maybe it would make sense to have $20,000 available in the bank so that it's accessible to you if you need it. Now, once you get over that amount, now you got to continue to save diligently. And how can you do that? Well, it's easy if you're working. If your employer offers a retirement plan like a 401k, a 403b, a 457 plan, a simple IRA, you can have money automatically deducted from your paycheck, oftentimes on a pre-tax basis. A Roth would be on after-tax basis, and have it put into an investment program. And it's an investment program where you're adding money every single week, every single pay period, whatever it is. And you can't worry about, is the market up today or is the market down today? Should I be investing in this fund today and that fund next week? No. Find a fund or two or three or whatever your tolerance allows for. And just have that money going in every single pay period. I mean, look at this past year. This past year, the market started at a level. It was doing fine through January and February, still continuing to go up. And then in March, it dropped 35%. And then from March to July, what it did was recover. It made back all that it lost. And then in July, it started to drip back down again. And in August, it came back up. In September, it went back down. And who knows how the year will end out. So could you tell me where the best place was to invest the money on January 1st? No, no one knew that March 23rd would be the low of the year so far. But if you are investing on, you know, every other week, think about the different price levels you would be buying investments at so that you had a nice average price towards the end of the year. That is saving diligently. That's what's being smart. Not worrying about, oh, should I switch from a value fund to a growth fund or a dividend fund or an international fund or a bond fund? Or I heard my friend did this, or I just got this quarterly performance report and look how good that fund did. I should move there. No. You find the investment allocation that's appropriate to your risk tolerance and you stick to it for the long term. Unless something dramatically changes in your life, you stick it through. Because when we invest, when you're investing, you want to invest for the long term. You're not investing to make money in 2 months or 6 months. You're investing for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And at the end of the day, think about this. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps even 3 years from now, is it likely that the stock market will be higher than where it was today? Oh, I certainly believe that. So does it matter whether we buy today or yesterday or 2 weeks from now, or when the market goes up and the market goes down? It's more important that you're investing diligently. You're doing it regularly. You're staying on a pattern and a plan that money you don't... I say this all the time when I go to North Andover High School to teach in their personal finance class. I say, money you don't see is money you won't spend. Think about that. If you think about this, you automatically have perhaps $8.99 pulled out of your bank account every month to pay for Netflix. You have $40 a month pulled out of your bank account to pay for a phone bill. Why not have a certain amount of money, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you can afford every month, pulled out of your bank account and going somewhere that is for you, for your benefit, to pay yourself so that you have money for your future? Having positive cash flow, having more money that's coming into the house than is going out, is the number one secret to success. Happiness is positive cash flow. And managed well with some diligence and appropriate ambition and an appropriate asset allocation for your investments, you will be well served. You will be well rewarded. And when that time comes to retire, man, will you be happy? We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to continue on the 9 basic financial strategies that many people struggle with, as presented by Jonathan Clements in his newsletter, Humble Dollar, this past week. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108.
8108 or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located still in Peabody, Massachusetts since 1968, 52 years. We've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all around the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. We have, people always ask, a little bit more than 450 families that we work with, and we manage a little bit more than $450 million. So, I mean, you can do the math. The families that we work with on average have roughly $1 million, something a little bit less, some are a little bit more than that, some are a little bit less than that. But there's plenty of families that have resources and they're preparing for themselves to retire. I mean, think about this. If you have $1 million when you retire, people go, oh my God, if I had $1 million, what would I do? Well, people think with $1 million, that would be just great. Well, here's what $1 million can comfortably spin off to you if you want to preserve the $1 million. A lot of people say, well, I want to have my money, but I want to live off, if you will, the principal, and let's just call $1 million being that principal number. You could probably feel comfortable drawing roughly $50,000, $40,000 to $50,000 from that $1 million. You go, $50,000 from $1 million. Mark, that doesn't sound like very much. Well, that's 4% to 5%. And if you want to have the confidence that you can continue to draw that same amount of money every year and grow with inflation, you're probably starting at $40,000 to $50,000 on $1 million is what you can do. Look, you want to take out $80,000 on $1 million? Go for it, but there's a very strong possibility that you will run out of money. Now, people say, well, Mark, how long will it take till I run out of money? And I say, well, how long do you plan to live? Nobody seems to know that answer. We expect you to live to 100 years old. Now, maybe you'll live to 80. Maybe you'll live to 110. But I'm certainly not going to try to plan for you to live to 75 or 77 years old just because mom or dad died in their 70s. Medical services are just tremendous now. The treatments that are available, the medications that are out there, they're keeping us alive longer. We are active longer. Look, I have clients who are in their 90s who drive. Who would have thought that years ago? But you've got to make sure that you have the resources that you need to be able to spin off income when you need it. Now, let's say, for instance, you had that $1 million and I told you you had to take $50,000 from it. Now, if you had $1 million in an IRA, a retirement account, and had to pull out $50,000, that $50,000 would be fully taxable and you might only net, I don't know, $40,000 from it, $35,000 from it. If you had $1 million in a personal investment account and you took $50,000 out, you probably wouldn't have to pay as much tax because part of it would be a return of your own money. So when we look at taking money from accounts, whether it's $1 million or $100,000 or $10 million, we have to look at the tax implications. What is the smartest place and where is the smartest place to take money? Because many people find themselves in retirement with money in retirement plans, an IRA or a 401k or a collection of 401ks, maybe a 403b, maybe a Roth IRA, maybe an annuity, maybe a bank account, maybe it's a trust account, an individually owned account, a transfer on death account, a joint account, a brokerage account, an advisory account. There's all sorts of names for these accounts. And we have to look very carefully to understand what is the tax implication when we pull money from accounts. Because chances are in retirement, you're going to have a base floor of some some income that you're confident you will continue to receive. That starts with Social Security. Am I worried about Social Security running out like the news headlines are telling you about? I am not. Not at all. Now, will Social Security look the same for my 24-year-old daughter, Mindy, when she retires? Absolutely, it will look different. But if you are 60 plus, even 50 plus probably, but let's say 60 plus, there is no way that Social Security will run out in your lifetime. Where's the money going to come from, Mark, you might ask? The money will be there. There will, I don't know how it's going to, it's not like they're going to make it magic. And yes, they can print money, but there will be mechanisms in place to make sure that our seniors have the Social Security checks that they've been expecting. Now, for my daughter, Mindy, or perhaps even for me, I'm 54 years old. As you well may know, the full retirement age in for many people right now is 66, soon to be 67 years old. What that means is you can get your full Social Security benefit at age 67. If you want to take it as early as 62, you can be entitled to up to 70% of what your full benefit might have been. And if you don't want to take it at 67 and wait until age 70, you can actually get 32% more, an extra 8% of your pay every year you wait up until age 70. But if you don't take it at age 70 and you wait until age 74, well, you just lost out on 4 years worth of income because they weren't going to pay you any more from age 70. So there is Social Security that's going to come in. Perhaps some of you are fortunate enough or will be fortunate enough to have a pension. Now, if you're a teacher, you're a police officer, maybe you work for the state, or maybe you work for one of the long-term Fortune 500 companies that still continues to offer pensions to their employees. Well, that amount of money will be guaranteed to you as well. That money will come to you, and just remember this, the amount of the pension that you receive today will not keep up with the pace of milk or movie tickets or cars or taxes. A pension is generally fixed with no chance for inflation. It's the same amount of money every year. It's what's called fixed income. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's pretty nice to know that you're going to get a guaranteed income stream coming to you for the rest of your life. And when you take a pension, you're oftentimes faced with being asked a question. Do you want to take the largest amount we'll offer to you on a monthly basis? Or would you like to take a little bit less, but make sure that you protect your spouse? Well, it is an important question to ask. First of all, if you're not married, the answer is relatively easy. But if you are married, now you have to start thinking about what else do we have? What else do we have in our basket of investments, assets? What do we have? And it's very important that you know where everything is and what everything is worth so that you can make an informed decision when it's time to select the proper pension. In fact, that's one of the primary questions people will ask us as they're approaching retirement. And we can do this analysis for you. What we do is we take a look at the pension options that are being presented. We look at all of the other assets that you have. We look at the other sources of income that you might have in retirement. And we ask ourselves, what is the risk of taking what's called a life-only pension, a pension that will just pay you, and if you die, nothing else will be paid to your spouse, or taking one of the survivor options, which says you're going to get a little bit less, but when your spouse dies, when you die, your spouse will get either the same as what you were getting or a percentage less of what you were getting, but he or she will always get something. Those are important questions, and those decisions are irrevocable. You're stuck with them once that decision is made. These are big, important questions. This is not about just simply, like I said earlier, saving diligently. Like I said in the earlier segment, we have to think about putting money aside. And it's important that we put it all together, that we understand where everything is and what everything is worth. So earlier in the show, I was talking about a newsletter that Jonathan Clements, who writes The Humble Dollar, humbledollar.com. He used to write for The Wall Street Journal. He puts out this story about basic financial strategies that many people struggle with. And one of his first things that we talked about, and we talked about this in the earlier segment, was the importance of saving, putting money aside diligently, whether it's saving in the bank, saving in your 401k plan, just paying yourself first, taking money out of your account on a regular basis, having it automatically pulled and put somewhere, because money you don't see is money you don't spend. The next thing you need to do, though, is you need to look at your portfolio that you've created and rebalance it periodically. Rebalancing is important. You need to know the type of asset allocation that you've structured for yourself and revisit it on a periodic basis to make sure that you continue to go back to what it was that you originally wanted. Let's say from the simplest standpoint that you wanted half of your money in stock funds and half of your money in bond funds. And because the stock market has done so well, you now have 60% of your money in stock funds, and that would only leave 40% of your money in bond funds. Now, one of the tough things to do is to sell some of the winners and add it back to your bond funds to get back to that 50-50 allocation. Because it's tough sometimes to sell your winners and add to things that haven't done so well. But if we learn, we learned anything just from this past year, that there are periods of time when stocks do better than bonds, bonds do better than stocks, value does better than growth, growth does better than value, dividend stocks do better than international, and so forth and so on. All these things do different things each and every month, each and every day, each and every year, each and every decade. So we have to make sure that we are not only well allocated, but periodically we check in and we rebalance what needs to be done. And rebalancing is one of the toughest things that an individual investor will do. You know why? Because emotion gets involved. You start thinking about it. You say, well, is today the right day to do it? Maybe I will wait a little bit. Maybe I'll see what happens. No. This is when you start to embrace a financial advisor, because a financial advisor will be there as your rational voice during those emotional moments. We need to be there for that. We want to guide you appropriately. We want to make sure that you're positioned well, both now and for the future, and you're not reacting to something, this moment in time that's giving you butterflies. Now, it's important to make sure that your risk tolerance aligns with your investment portfolio. You know, we've had a period of time for the longest time where the market just seemed to want to go up. And we were hoping the market would go down, because we have to get used to the volatility that happens in the stock market. You need to be prepared for it. We've been through those hills and valleys, and we know how bright the light is on the other side. Yet during those dark days, it seems like we'll never get out of that deep valley. And sometimes it feels like we're going even deeper. So it's nice to have that voice of reason on your side, being that professional financial quarterback to provide you that financial advice in a language you can understand. So whether you work with someone professionally or periodically you tune into a show like this just to get some guidance and some rational advice, it's important that you listen to folks that have been there, done that, and also those who carry a designation called a CFP, a Certified Financial Planner designation. We've met the four E's: examination, ethics, examination, ethics, education, and experience. Those four E's all have to be there in order to continue to carry that designation. If now's the time for you to get serious about working with a financial advisor, with a certified financial planner, I'd be honored to have the opportunity to talk with you. Give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you want to learn more about our firm, visit our website, freedmanfinancial.com. That's Freedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And if you'd like to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, go to that same website, search down at the bottom of any page, and you'll sign up for Planning Pointers, which lands in your inbox every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. Put in your name, your email address, and boom, you will get the newsletter. It's that simple. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to start running more through these 9 basic financial strategies that many people struggle with. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and experience to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is the first week of October, and unfortunately, Topsfield Fair isn't happening this weekend. This is supposed to be the kickoff weekend for the Topsfield Fair. No hot dog eating contest. No Oy Vey sandwich at the B'nai B'rith booth. No Robinson's Racing Pigs. No grease pole to climb. No fried butter. Yeah, they sell fried butter. Fried Oreos, all this stuff. No, where's the giant pumpkin? We're not going to see little chicks. I miss the Topsfield Fair. Jamie O'Brien, who's the general manager, who always does such a great job putting together this fair, had to make the very difficult decision, and we respect him for his decision, to not hold the fair due to, of course, the risks that are out there today. But I'm sure he's excited about bringing this fair back next year, and I know I'll be there, and I hope you'll be there too. But right now, I'm here in studio from 8 to 9 a.m. each and every Sunday, providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. This show's called Dollars and Cents. And that's what we try to provide to you, our listeners. Whether you've been listening to this show for the 8 years it's been running or you're new to the show, I welcome you. And we hope that there's a nugget of information that you'll pick up through one of our segments that say, hey, I didn't know that. Or that's something, yeah, I've heard about it, but it's something that I need to do. I hope that some of these ideas motivate you to make a smart financial decision during the course of your day. But understand that advice that I provide or advice that you hear from any other financial pundit that's out there is advice that's provided in a very generalized format because your financial situation is unique. No one's situation is exactly like yours. You may make the same amount of money as your best friend, but I bet you spend money differently. I bet you invest money differently. I bet you carry different levels of debt. Everybody does things differently. I know one of the things that I do that I always find interesting, I've always been a very generous person. I'm happy to buy gifts and think nothing of what it costs when I buy gifts for others. But if I want to buy something for myself, I am the cheapest guy around. I will not spend full price on anything for myself. It has to be on sale. I got to get a bargain. But anybody else, I don't care. Everybody spends money differently. Everybody chooses when they say, I'm going to go for a nice place to eat. What do you consider a nice place to eat? Well, some people might say Fridays is a nice place to eat. Some people will say going to Palana is a nice place to eat. Some people will say it's going to the Chinese buffet is the nice place to eat. Everybody has a different perspective. Everybody also has a different perspective on what's a lot of money. I can't tell you how many people call the office in there, whether it's a new prospect or someone that's been referred to us. A client calls up and they say, I just inherited a lot of money. What's a lot of money? What's a lot of money? Is it $1,000? Is it $10,000? Is it $1 million? Is it $1 billion? I mean, what is a lot of money? That all depends on who you are. It all depends on your financial situation. It all depends on a lot of things. And so I will say it depends a lot on this radio show because the advice that I'm giving is very broad. And in order to get the advice that you need to make sure that someone knows what everything is worth, where everything is, and what you have and what your goals are. That's what's called being a fiduciary. And that's what we are at Friedman Financial. At my firm, our obligation, first as certified financial planners and then as fiduciaries, is to place your interests first. And so if you were to call up and say to me, Mark, I've got a grandson who I'd like to help put some money aside for, and I have $20,000 in a CD that's coming due, and I'd like to invest the money, and I think I'd like to use you to help me invest the money. Well, I might say, well, that's wonderful, but that's what an investment person only does. A fiduciary won't invest that money until they know everything else about the situation that you have. It's called placing your interests first. It's making sure that we're doing well by you to make sure that the decisions are appropriate. It's important. And on a show like this, I want to make sure that I'm giving you the advice that you need, but also the knowledge that if you need more specific advice, that there's a resource to turn to, and I'm here for you. Our phone number at the office, if you'd like to talk privately, is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or you can always sign up for our free newsletter. Our newsletter is available through our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. You go to the bottom of any page on our website, put in your name, your email address, and boom, you're signed up. It's really that simple. And if you want to use that space, that block down below, it's kind of an open-ended text box that you can ask me questions, say whatever you'd like, and it will all get to me, and I will respond to you. I promise you with that. Here's a couple more basic financial strategies that people struggle with that was talked about in Jonathan Clement's newsletter, Humble Dollar, this past week. I thought it was interesting that one of the things that he said in here is something that I've been saying for decades. Keep it simple. I can't tell you how many times people will try to figure out they can outsmart a basic investment strategy. They try to say, well, I think I'm going to move into the technology sector or move into the healthcare sector or the energy sector, and I'm going to get into that, and maybe I'm going to leverage it. Maybe I'm not going to buy so that the stock goes up. I'm going to try to what's called short the stock. See, I'm going to bet against it. That's like playing the no pass line at the craps table, if you understand craps. Betting against what everybody else is doing. They want to try to leverage things. They want to borrow against. They want to try to do all this creative stuff, or they want to start to buy, you know, investments in precious metals or cyber currencies or all this kind of stuff. Folks, we have no business playing in that space. Unless you are just independently wealthy and you don't care about money going in or out. I got calls from people that say, Mark, I heard about this movie production company and they're going to be filming some stuff in Salem, Massachusetts. I have the opportunity to get in on the ground floor, and if this movie is successful, man, I'll make a ton of money. Or someone's putting in a miniature golf course in Danvers or in Beverly, and if I put in a little bit of money, I'll get an instant return on my money. Really? You're going to start doing that? Do that when you have money that you know you can burn. All of those two instances that I just shared with you, those are instances where you lose all of your money, or you make, or you break even, or you make some money on it. And sometimes you can make big. Don't get me wrong. You can make good money on it, but those are rare, rare instances. You need to keep it simple. And when I say keep it simple, I mean keep it so simple that you don't have to worry about your investment on a day-to-day basis. And keeping it simple means don't buy an individual stock. No matter what your friends tell you, your mother tells you, your best friend tells you, what Kramer tells you, what Susie Orman tells you, whatever it is, don't buy individual stocks. Because when you buy individual stocks, you stay up at night. You're glued to your phone. You're not keeping your life simple. You're keeping your life frenetic. And you worry about what the news of the day is going to be on why a stock went up or down, and then you can't decide, should I buy more? Should I sell? What should I do? You'll drive yourself crazy. To me, if I wanted to buy, let's say you wanted to buy 100 shares of, I don't care, I'll just name this company, Tesla, which has been very popular in the news. Do you think you know enough about Tesla to know when to buy a stock that has been incredibly volatile? Or Do you think there's a professional out there that spends all day long analyzing Tesla stock for a larger financial institution that buys a mutual fund? And within the mutual fund, Tesla is one of, say, 200 or 300 stocks in the portfolio. But the guy that's going to buy Tesla stock, the portfolio manager or analyst within that fund, is not going to buy 100 shares. He's going to buy 1 million shares. And if you're invested in that mutual fund, you're going to get a piece of Tesla. But you'll also get a piece of Apple. And you'll get a piece of Pepsi and Coca-Cola and IBM and Kodak, whatever companies it might be. And you'll have diversification. And you keep it simple. And to keep it even simpler, you buy a few different types of mutual funds. Some that react a little bit differently, but collectively make your portfolio more sustainable. It makes it filled out better, so that even when there's bumps in the road in certain sectors in the market, you certainly don't feel the pain. Keeping it simple is very important. And if you don't know how to do that, it's important that you work with an advisor. To me, I think you should work with a certified financial planner. But selecting the investments is not going to be the first thing that we will do. I want to make sure, a certified financial planner wants to make sure, that you're acting as a fiduciary and placing the interests of your needs first. And that starts with understanding where everything is and what everything is worth before ever investing. Now, as we approach the end of this year and we're heading here into October, investments have been volatile. And if you've been seeing your accounts go up or down, maybe it's time to start exploring some tax losses. Maybe there's stuff that is done well, so well that you say, I don't want to sell it because I'm worried about paying the tax. But perhaps there's other investments in your portfolio that have lost money. And if you sell that investment for a loss and sell parts of your investment at a gain, perhaps it won't cost you too much from a tax standpoint. One of the things that we offer at Friedman Financial is the ability to analyze your tax situation. No, we don't prepare taxes, but I can look at your past tax return. I can look at your current situation, analyze the tax return so that we know how much of a gain or how much of a loss do you have the room to take so that you can minimize your tax liability. All of these things are very, very important, and they're tools and techniques that we offer to our clients. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, we're ready to talk to you. Give our office a call for a free initial consultation. Our phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you want to learn more about Friedman Financial, go to our website. We've got a great section about explaining it for new clients, explaining what we do, how we operate, what the experience is like. Go to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. And that's going to do it for us this week. I will be back again next Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.